Now, today we will start for liberation in the farm, okay? Okay.
Okay, today maybe, so maybe I will just talk a little bit about the seven link prayers, okay? This is the now the most important thing. Every practice is from the seven limb practices, okay? Seven limb prayers, what maybe, can you just ask them what is the first, second, third?
The first, the second, and third?
Yeah. Yeah, can I ask them?
People answer that the first is prostration, the second is offering, and the third is purification.
Fourth.
The fourth is rejoicing,
Fourth, fifth.
The fifth is petition to the merit field to turn the Dharma wheel,
Six, seven.
Yes, the sixth is petition the merit field to remain to give the Dharma teaching, and the last step is dedication,
Okay, this you are saying or people are saying?
Yeah, people saying, not my saying.
Okay, very good. Now Dharma, when you understand it, you have to do it, okay? Otherwise Dharma will become like an education, okay? This is what you have now knowing. What you know, you have to do it, okay? Example, the 2 plus 2, its answer is a 4. But that, whether 2 plus 2 is answer is 4, that doesn't matter in your day-to-day life, okay? You don't have to practice that. Well, once you know 2 plus 2 is 4, that's fine. You don't have to practice it at all in your day-to-day life. Yeah. But Dharma is not like that. But to understand it, when you know it, then you have to practice it, okay? That's the most important thing, okay? Okay, now you know, you all are knowing the seven limb prayers, yeah? Now you are knowing the seven limb prayers. Now what you have to do is that, you don't have to follow systematically, okay? You can practice that any of these whenever you are whenever you're free or whenever you want to do. Maybe once you want to do the fifth one, you can practice the fifth one. Once you do the fourth one, you can do the fourth one, okay? You don't have to follow the systematically, okay? One more thing is that the most important thing is among these things are also the dedication is also very important, okay? Once you do the any other practices or the merits what you have accumulated, you have the dedication is also very important, okay? Dedication, then also the importance of dedication, then also the importance is that, okay? Dedication, also you have to practice that rejoicing, okay? Rejoicing. Whenever you do the good things for the other, you have to recall that thing that and you have to rejoice it. Okay, rejoicing is something like that. When you're rejoicing, is something like that. As I told, when you have done the good things in your life, when you have done the dharmas in your life, what you have to do is that you have to think that and recall that and you have to feel the joy. Okay, into our day-to-day life, usually most of we will just think the all the negative points of the self, when we will think more of the negative point of the self, or we will think more of the loss, what we lost. That's once we think like that way, then makes us more unhappy. Rejoicing is something like it teaching us to look at the more the positive of positive sides and to look at the more the what we gain in our life. It's teaching us to look toward this. I will give you the one example. When you are walking in the street, or when you are walking in some very high mountain, if you find the $10, you will be happy, isn't it? You will be happy. So when you are walking in the street, and when you are walking in the maybe in the high mountain, when you lost $10, you will feel the sad, isn't it? Now here comes the two question arises. Here comes the one question that which is the stronger? When you are finding the $10, you will feel the happy. When you lose the $10, you will feel the sad. Which is the stronger? That sadness is the stronger or the happiness is the stronger? Now the second question comes, which remain longer? Which remain longer? That happiness remains longer or the sadness will remain longer? When you are going in the street, when you have found the $10, you will feel happy. How long that happiness will remain? In case, in when you are walking in the street, when you lost the $10, you will feel unhappy, sad. How long that sadness will remain? Which stays longer? Which the sadness or happiness, which remains longer? So my question is clear for you, clear, isn't it? Yeah, now here comes the most of the people. In the for the case of the most of the people, men, most of the people will that the happiness will be, the sadness will remain longer. But the one point, the logically it's a very strange. It's the amount is the same, $10. While you're the while you're finding the $10 or while you're losing the $10. But logically it should be the same. But in the reality it's not the same. When you lose the $10, that the sadness of the losing $10 will remain longer than the happiness of the finding the $10 in our life. Am I right? Let me just ask. Just you can see in your experience, okay?
Yeah, people say exactly again.
Yeah, you don't know the why it's happening. Because it's happening, because we are looking, most of our minds only looks the more the negative points and the loss in the, our life. Our minds always look that points more, negative points of our life, loss of the, our lives more. That's why unhappiness remains longer. That is a very, yeah, that is a very, I mean, that is a very simple, but still we are not knowing it. So that's why in the Buddhism Dharma, in the Lamrim practice, always used to say the one thing, we have often the very precious human body. So that's why it's teaching us, rejoicing. These souls are teaching us to look at the more positive points of our life. When we start to look at the more positive point, when we look at the more what we gain, then we will, our happiness will remain longer. That is a very simple, but still we are not knowing it. So that's why rejoicing practice is something like that. You have to look at the what you have, good thing you have done for the others. Now just look at your life, to the back in your life, and try to see the what good things you have done for the others. That's the most important thing, what you have to look, okay? Then you have to see, looking at the what good things you have done, just then rejoice it. Then rejoice it, okay? Most important thing is also you have to look also the what the bad things you have done for the others. So that's also it. Once you see it, regret, then purify it. The sense of what I mean is a bad thing for the others means intentionally when you hurt the others. That's what we call the bad things, doing the bad thing for the others. Okay. Example, I will give you the one example, how intentionally hurting others and unintentionally hurting others, they are big difference, okay? Okay, example, I'm carrying this mala. Indirectly, it's hurting the so many people. When I'm teaching the Buddhism, indirectly it hurts other. Who don't like Buddhism to prevail, indirectly it hurts for the other. But I don't want to hurt them, but accidentally it can hurt others. Then we don't consider the harming others. Yeah, even when I'm carrying the mala, when I'm preaching the Buddhism, it hurts something, it hurts others. It hurts the people who do not wish the Buddhism to prevail. It hurts. When I'm preaching the Buddhism, maybe it hurts the person who do not want the Buddhism to prevail. Want the Buddhism prevail, so it will hurt them. But I don't want to hurt them. But accidentally it hurts. That we do not consider as hurting other. Okay? I'm going on the right way. Once I'm going on the right way, some accidentally it will hurt others. That we can't do anything. There is an English, there is a one saying. They're saying that the way there is a... cause of the failure, you know the cause of the failure. Cause of the failure is try to please everyone. This is the cause of failure. This English, this one saying, okay? So even the Buddha cannot please everyone. Okay, so accidentally, maybe when you are doing, so what I'm saying is that in your life, you should not intentionally hurt other. The intentionally hurting is that you should not hurt other intentionally, okay? That's once you look, when you are looking in your back, is in your life, and when you see that you have done the intentionally hurt other, then purify these negative sins, okay? When you see the good things, when you see the good things what you have done for the others, rejoice. Okay? This is the now the, okay. Okay, fine, okay. So this is what, now the rejoicing practices, okay? This is the most important point is that, okay? So the important points are like that. So that's why now when you look at your life, when you look at your life, so there are so many things we have to do, whether we have to purify or whether we have to rejoice, okay? Most of the hour what we do is that we will count the only the loss, what we lost. We will count that all the time what we lost. We will never count to look the what we gain. So that's why it's make us more unhappy and more stressful. There is one man, I think he's quite old. So he whenever I talk with him, he always says the one thing, that he lost the farm. Okay, he lost the farmland. Not only me, whoever he got a chance to talk, he will always say that he lost the farmland, he lost the farmland. You know the when he lost that farmland. It's happened the 40 years back. The 40 years till he is just thinking that how he lost that farmland. So because that when the Tibetan came to the India, so I think Indian government gave them the farmland. I don't know, accidentally he just have no idea to getting the farmland. So he just didn't get the farmland. So he missed the chance of the getting the farmland. So he will always, he used to say that again and again. Maybe I think, maybe in the 40 years, always he will say that and that. So it makes only unhappy to him. You know, just counting that what he lost since from the 40 years. So will he get back the farmland? Counting the what he lost, will he get back the farmland? No, he won't get it. But still like thinking, counting like that, it will make him only the unhappy. So like that, we are all doing it like that. We are all doing it. So that's why, so we are making so many small things what we are knowing and making us more and more, I mean, the unhappy. Most important thing of the practice and Dharma should make the changes in your life, should come changes in your life, okay? Even you cannot afford the sugar, at least you should try the eating the lemon, okay? Not fighting back, okay? I think you remember all the story, the lemons and orange story, I think I told you last time, yeah? Okay, so that's why. Now the important, today I'm just giving the general importance of the seven limb practices, okay? Okay, after the seven limb practices, then what comes? And after that, we will pray, okay? We will pray for the few things, okay? They're newly born, okay? The grandchild of the Mr. Win, we will pray after, okay? For the grandchild of the Mr. Win and the other few names I got, okay? For them, we have to pray, okay, later. And any other names you can just tell the later, okay? Okay, now we just, okay, now after the finishing that maybe seven limb prayer, isn't it? So seven limb prayer at last is a dedication, as you can see. Dedication is a dedicating the what you have accumulated the merits toward the happiness of all of the sentient beings, okay? Seven is a dedication. Okay, now the seven limb prayers, I think you all know it. Now you have to do it, okay? This practice is you have to do it, okay? So once you do it, what will happen is that once you do it, then you will know it through your experience. It is a much, much better. So I will tell you one story. There is a one man, and he died and he was born in hell. So he died in hell, and there the hell, there are the many different hells, American hell, Russian hell, so different hell. So what? The hell gatekeeper told him that you can choose any of the hell, because you are born in hell. Now you can choose the American hell or Russian hell or whatever hell, you can choose it. So what happened is he just went to see the American hell first. I mean, American hell, first they will put that person, first they will
put all the people who born in America, who enter the American hell, they will just catch them and they will just put them on the electric chairs for the 2 hours. Then they will give the electric shock for the 2 hours. Okay? After that, the 2 hours, what will happen? Then the American devils will come. American devils will come, but they will beat 4 hours.
American devil will come and they will beat 4 hours. So he just saw like that in the American hell. Then he went to see the Russian hell, French hell. But every hell is the same. There's no difference. In the French hell, they will put them in the 2 hours in the electric chair and give the electric shock. Then after that, after 2 hours, French devil will come and they will beat 4 hours in the French hell. Okay, then he just went to see that the Indian hell, so many people are just standing out of the Indian hell gate. Everyone wants to go in the Indian hell. They're choosing the Indian hell. So he was very curious and very surprised and said that why so many people are choosing the Indian hell? Every hell is the same. Then what the difference? One person told, no, there's a little difference. The little difference, so we all are choosing the Indian hell. So he asked that, what the difference? Then the other person told him that Indian hell is a very different. He told that when you put in the Indian hell, when you put that on the electric chair, there won't be electricity. Okay, there won't be electricity. There will be no electric. They can't give you the electric shock. Okay, first. Later on, then the Indian devils will come. First, they will not beat. They will talk each other, and they will just share their jokes, and they will talk each other. They won't care. Okay. Now this joke, you will be test very different if you have visited India. If you have not visited India, this is not very joke, is not very strong for you. When you have visited the India, that's my joke will test will be very different. Once you have not visited the India at all, my joke is not that much of a test. So that's why, the point is that when you have visited India, so this joke test will be different. When you have not visited India at all, this joke will be not that much of a test for you, okay? So same thing is that what happens is that like when you are, the Buddhism is same thing. When you practice and when you get the experience, Buddhism test will be different. Once you have no practice and once you have no experience of the practicing, Buddhism test will be not that much, okay? It's the same. So once you get the practice and once you get the experience, then the Buddhism test will be different. So same thing like that. Once you know it and once you experience it through your practice, then the test will be different. So same thing, the 7-day practice is when you carry it. So once you gain the experience, once you see the result, then the test will be different. Okay. In the Sera, we are facing maybe the daily, we don't have a 6 to 8 hours, we have no light. Daily, all the time, we don't have electric for the 6 to 8 hours in Sera. Few days back, 12 hours, we don't have electricity in Sera. So same thing like that, okay? So that's why the everything down the 7-limb practices, okay? So 7-limb, okay. Yeah, so I remember the one thing. Okay, now we will go to the test, okay? So this is the 7-limb practices, okay? So this is an important point, okay? So that's an important point what we have to do, okay? So the dedication is the most important thing, okay? So dedication is what you have to, after the accumulated knowledge, you have to dedicate toward the achieving the happiness for the, all of the sentient beings, okay? Okay, now here I think page number 201 starts that now the after the 7-point practice, right? Then what is the further petition which follow the oral instruction made order to make your show mind stream is sufficiently imbued by your meditation. Okay, now this comes later. Okay? Whenever the meditation starts, first the most important thing is that when you are, the mind is very flexible. So what you have to do is before starting the meditation or at the time when you are so much of the disturbance, what you have to do is that you have to just control your mind on your trip, okay? So maybe you can just, once your mind is distracting or whenever your meditation time, you can just take the deep breath, okay? Then deep breath and just concentrate on the breath, okay? I think I told you about this, isn't it? Now, what the people are saying?
Yes, Kala.
Yeah. So once you are the still, you cannot focus on the mind properly. Then you have to start counting the breath. Okay. When you inhale, you have to count one. When you exhale, you have to count two. Like that, with three, four. Like you start a kind of counting. Okay. Yeah. So that's what you have to do is that. What you have to do is that when you start with the counting, then again you will feel that you can concentrate better. In the reality, that you are not concentrating the better, but you will feel that you can concentrate better when you started to counting the breath. Because when you start to count the breath, you will feel easier, or you can feel the concentrating better, because you are doing the two jobs. You are focusing on the breath or you are counting. When you are doing the two jobs, you will feel that you can concentrate better. In the reality, no. In the reality, your concentration is not improved. You will feel that, because you are doing the two jobs. When you are only focusing on the single breath, you will feel difficulties, because you are doing the only one job. When you give the mind the two jobs, mind can do better. It's a very strange. So for the man or for the human, when you give the one job, they can do it. If you give the two, three jobs, they will find it more difficult for the human. When you give the one job, it will be easier, isn't it? For the human, if you give three, four jobs, they will feel more difficult to do it. But the mind is a very different. When you try to focus on the one object, it is a very difficult. When the mind tries to think the two, three different things, it will be the easier for the mind. Example: when I ask if you concentrate or think just only this mala, it will be a little bit difficult. When I ask that just think of mala, then house, then mala, then house, then it will feel a little bit easier. Just think that this rosary, then house, then mala, then house. If I give the two jobs, you will feel a little bit easier. Okay, so yeah. Now don't ask me the why they are called like yellow house, okay? This is a very long story. Then I have to go back to the story, maybe 80 or 90 years back, your story. Then a very long story, okay? Now. Yeah, so that's why my point is, so when you're trying to concentrate only on your breath, when you feel the difficulty, just start at the count. One, two, when you inhale, one, when you exhale, two, like that way. Then you will feel easier, because you are doing the two jobs. I see. In the Vietnamese, you follow the house yellow, isn't it? Not a yellow house.
Yes, Yala.
Yeah, very strange. I think you follow like Tibetan, yeah. Okay, so that's why now, first step is like that, okay, you have to do it like that way, okay, this is an upper step. Then later on, now what you have to start is that here you can see the words, no? So once you can concentrate properly, then don't do it, okay, then you don't have to concentrate on it, okay, winter, okay? Okay, so that's why now, after that, then once you can concentrate properly, then you start, okay? Then you start on that, okay? Then you can start starting from then you can start the petitioning, okay? Okay, petitioning. Then you have to start the, what you have to start, then you have to visualize the Guru, as you can see in the text, Guru. On the sitting on the lotus, which they are the moon disc and the sun disc. So it's just like that. Now we have petition in the merit fields. Okay, I think we have not talked about the petitioning in the merit field, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now here's that what you can see in the prayers. No, that's a prayer. You can see the my glorious root guru, take your place. On the lotus and the moon disc on my crown. Hear for me, out great compassion. Confer the serious body and spacious mind. Can you see that? Yeah. So here the one more thing is that also you can just feel always the merit field on the top of your hat whenever you are meditating, okay? Whenever you are eating the food, you have to visualize the merit field center of your heart, and you have to think that you are offering all the foods to the merit field, okay? That's okay. So whenever you are sleeping, you can visualize the ahead of your heart. Okay, fine. Okay, the merit field. whenever you are lying down, yes. You can just think that the merit field is just above your heart, so you can just pray. Okay, this is the what you have to do. Okay. Now this is the just general point. Even when you are walking, you can just visualize the merit field maybe above your head or your just above of your head. Okay. Now today maybe we will stop here. See you later. Okay. Okay. Then see you later. Okay.